What's up, what's up, what's up? You are now tuned in to Friendtings,
where we talk about life, friendships, and all the bullshit in between. I'm your host, Saba.
And I'm Naima.
You mean Nimer?
No. Dead. V-U-L-E. And I spelled it wrong.
You showed it. That's guys, okay. She doesn't know how to spell.
I'm illiterate. I tried to spell this thing called vulnerability, which is a long word. Like, there's so many letters
Let's
in it.
Let's try and spell it again.
Okay,
ready?
Ready?
V-U-L-N-E-R-A-B-I-L-T-I.
I said I.
No, there's an I.
A-B-I-L-I-T-Y is how you spell ability. So,
okay, honestly, guys, dumb. Just don't listen to her because she is big dumb.
I'm big dumb. I care about people's feelings. I'm not in a spelling bee. It's fine.
All right, but today's topic, hopefully you can tell by now, is
vulnerability.
Okay, so do you want to tell them why we chose this topic?
Yeah. Okay. Quick story. Whoa.
Story time.
Story time. way long ago, as of last night, I finished undergrad, which is awesome.
I think we should give her a round of applause.
Cheers. Tea. But yes, I finished undergrad last night by submitting my last assignment, and I decided to drink to celebrate, obviously, because that's what college kids do.
That's the best way to do it, you know?
You know, get something done. When I got into grad school, I drank. But I don't drink often, sometimes, whatever. It's new. I was drinking last night, and I expressed to my friends how much I care about them. Not that I don't do this often, but I'm a person who fears vulnerability. Not gonna lie, I don't like saying, hey, you're awesome, you're like a good person to me, or when someone does it to me, I'm so uncomfortable.
Does it like make you feel awkward?
It makes me feel so awkward.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop telling me that you care about me. I know. I love myself too. Stop. But that's one of my things is I learned is like last night when I was drinking, I was with friends and I was like, hey, I think you're pretty awesome. You're pretty cool to me. And, like, was even, like, holding their hands, trying to have that physical connection. But if I was sober, I don't think I could have done that.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you could have. Guys, I'm one of the friends she's talking about.
She is. I was like, hold my hands.
We were both literally looking at each other like, oh, my gosh, what are we doing? Why are we holding hands and talking to each other drunk like this?
Outside. We were outside of her apartment. She just threw some trash away. And I was like, wait, Saba. Let me hold your hands. And she was just like, okay. And I was like, I'm going to be emotional. She was like, yay, I love being emotional.
Guys, I'm such an emotional person.
I don't hate being emotional. It's something that I'm working on. Not going to lie. I'm working on being vulnerable. I'm working on being able to express emotion. But as of right now, no.
For people who have a like hard time being vulnerable, do you think it like stems from something?
Oh, most definitely. I think it stems from the idea of the basic idea that everyone fears rejection. Everyone fears what can happen next. And like when it comes to being vulnerable, your body's like, oh my God, I'm about to tell someone something or I'm about to do something that I've never done or makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I think about this world right now where everyone like has anxiety and they're fearing things. Vulnerable, being vulnerable is that aspect of that fear.
That's true. But I feel like also being vulnerable, it like really gets you out of like your shell, you know? Because it's like if you don't like push yourself or like...
Yeah, no, I feel like it does teach you different things. Being vulnerable allows you to learn something new.
I feel like it's kind of like that saying, like, you know, people are like, oh, like you learn from your mistakes. I feel like a lot of times people learn from being vulnerable because it's like if you're not... being vulnerable, if you're not kind of like, I don't want to say putting your heart on the line,
putting your heart on the line,
but like, you know, then you're not gonna know like what the outcome can be because it can be either good or bad. But it's like, regardless, you said or did what you did and you meant it from your heart, so it's like, it's regardless if it's valid to them or not, it's valid to you.
Big facts,
you know,
big facts. But it's always that fear of, like, not getting it reciprocated. Like, because it's, I think it takes a big person to say, okay, I'm going to put my heart out there. I'm going to put my heart on the line.
Yeah.
Without knowing if that person's going to say, like, I love, saying I love you. Saying I love you first. That is the biggest vulnerability moment you could have in your life.
That's true.
Because, like, you don't know if that person's going to say I love you back. They could say it's cool, bro.
Well, you better tell me you love me back.
But, yeah, no, when it comes to being vulnerable, something I've also found is that people do it when they're intoxicated.
Oh, yeah, like last night.
So, okay, yes, at me again. But people do it when they're intoxicated, and I want to know why. Why can't we do that? How do we build ourselves up to be vulnerable?
When we're sober?
When we're sober.
Well, I think a lot of times when you're intoxicated, you obviously you're not, like, in the right mind. But, like, I feel like it's easier for you to get all your sober thoughts out when you're drunk.
Sober thoughts? Can I get some examples of okay. sober thoughts?
Let me give you an example. I know, like, a lot of the times, like, me and my friends will tell each other, you know, oh, my gosh, I appreciate you, like, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. But it's not until we're, like, actually, like, we're all drunk and we're sitting down and we're, like, you know, going through memory lane or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we'll really, like, go deep into, like, our thank yous for each mm-hmm. other, if that makes sense, yeah. you know?
Your and then appreciation we, for each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, like, our appreciation for each other. And we'll just be like, oh, my gosh, like, you're so amazing. Like, I can't imagine life without you, blah, blah, blah. And then knowing us girls, we just start crying.
I think that goes, I think the reason for that could possibly be because when you're intoxicated, fear doesn't necessarily exist.
Yeah, that's true. I never really thought about that.
It just processed. You know, I'm pretty smart. Just like a click in my brain.
Click.
Period.
Like a seatbelt. Click.
Oh, that's so cool. Click, hit the whoa. Anyway, but yeah, it just clicked for me that the idea that, like, when I'm intoxicated, I don't have as much fear. I think I can jump off a building and survive.
You know, knowing you, you probably would try to jump off a building.
I want
to
do it right now.
And you would survive.
And I would survive.
And you would.
The next person would die, but that's because you're trying to be a follower. Don't follow me. Follow me.
Period. Don't be a follower.
Don't be a follower. Followers don't be vulnerable, and vulnerability is the next step to greatness.
Are followers not vulnerable? Think about it. You're literally, I feel like if you're a follower, you're trying, well, obviously if you're a follower, you're being somebody you're not, but is that you being vulnerable?
You could argue that being a follower is vulnerable, but then I can also argue that it's not, because you're not taking that challenge
of being yourself,
of being the leader and being yourself.
That's true.
Because a part of being a follower, you're not exposing all of who you are. Granted, you need to be a follower at one point. Like, there needs to be a part of your life where you're a follower, because that's where you learn. Mm-hmm. But, like, are followers better at vulnerability than leaders?
I don't know. I think because, like, if you're a follower, you obviously are, like, I don't want to say you have, like, personal, like, problems, because that's, like, not the case for everyone. But I think if you're a follower, there's something within you that's making you feel like you can't be that leader.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe that is the vulnerability. It's like, maybe it's like you having to step out of your comfort zone or being that person you want to be. Mm-hmm. It's that fear.
Wow.
Like, I think fear and vulnerability go really, like, hand in hand.
Oh, they do. I definitely agree.
Yeah.
With that. I think leaders, now that I'm reflecting on what a leader does, if a leader doesn't talk to their subordinates or their followers or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't think they're vulnerable either. I think leaders actually hide vulnerability more than followers.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think to a point, when you are a leader, there's only so much you can share with your followers before, one, they realize
That's
who you
true.
Are, or two, they don't want to follow you anymore because they know a lot about your life. Think about the people who, like, are friends with each other and then they stop becoming friends because they learned something new about that person.
That's
happens,
true.
Which is...
Scary. But, like, I don't think that's necessarily, like, I don't think friendships are, like, a leader-follower situation.
True.
I think friendships are something that you kind of, like, you learn about the person over time, you know? And I don't think every person that comes into your life is, like, gonna be, like, your friend. You know what
Big
I mean?
Facts. You're right. Like, everyone who comes into our life, they're not gonna be our friends. But I think something we need to start thinking about is when we start making those new friendships, mm-hmm. what does vulnerability look like in those relationships?
Oh, that's true.
Like, am I going to express to this person, hey, I had this childhood trauma, or I experienced this when I was a teenager or an adult? Like, what steps are we going to take to be vulnerable? And I think that's something we need to challenge in ourselves, is saying, I'm going to start a new relationship with somebody, mm-hmm. because sometimes we're going, oh, I don't need new friends. No new friends.
All right. Was that Drake?
I don't know.
I think that was a Drake song.
I am a Drake song. Literally walking. I am the middle child.
Okay.
Was that J. Cole?
Yeah, that was J. Cole. J. Cole's middle child. No new friends. I'm pretty sure that was Drake. But anyways, back to
pop culture.
Right. Back to
vulnerability
and friends. I agree with that. I feel like a lot of times some people, like, I know for me personally, like, when I do make new friends, I'm not very open at first. Like, it takes a long time for me to, be vulnerable and really, like, open myself up to other people and, like, let them in and tell them about myself. Mm-hmm. But I think that comes, like, it comes with time.
I think that in my journey right now with being vulnerable and expressing myself and my feelings wholeheartedly, I think that I've learned a lot about myself, one. Mm-hmm. And then, two, I've felt a lot of, like, gratitude for the little things in my life,
yeah.
just by being vulnerable, because I'm able to say, hey, this happened to me when I was younger, and a person might be able to relate and say, hey, that I also experienced that same kind of trauma or something, mm-hmm. and that's where a connection is built, and friendships, where yeah. you are able to be vulnerable, you build those relationships.
Yeah, you just want it, like, I feel like with friendships, you want it to be kind of like an equal type mm-hmm. of thing, where it's not like one person strictly just telling you all about everything that they're going through, just because it's like, it can also be where you're constantly listening to somebody mm-hmm. talking about their problems and their this and that, and they don't even give you the time of day for you to even, like, tell them about your own stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like once you get comfortable, still, you know,
I feel like it's that easy going into having that relationship. So, like, yeah. the first step about being vulnerable in a friendship that you could do is even saying hi or trying to do something that you relate to. Because, like, I listen to different kinds of music. Like, I am literally open to everything. Like,
except
I go
for country.
No, I like country. Oh,
really?
My God. Yeah. Play some Toby Keith, please.
I don't even know who that is.
Keith Urban. Like, I like all kinds of music. And it's that idea that some of my friends don't like country music, but it's me being vulnerable with them, saying, hey, in my car right now, I want to play Country Home, Take Me Home.
You know, I remember, like, we were in the car, and you literally started playing some country music, and I was like, what mm-hmm. in the world is she playing? Like, yes. My ears, Naima.
My ears.
My ears are bleeding.
Yeah, like, I can go from playing some country music to playing Smino or playing Sabo mm-hmm. or just playing something that's completely opposite. Like, I listen to Killswitch Engage, which is like a heavy metal. Yeah. I'm outing myself, but like, that's a vulnerable piece, like, of me to tell someone, yeah. hey, I listen, because like, a lot of people don't like heavy metal, they don't mm-hmm. like screaming music or whatever, but like, especially my black friends, not trying to out my
yeah,
black friends,
yeah.
but if I tell them that, that's a vulnerable part of me saying, hey,
because you'll be
this
judged.
Is what I listen to.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, it's hard because judgment, oh my God, you said a word that I love.
Vulnerability, fear, and judgment. Literally all go
hand in hand. Like us.
Ooh.
Spoilers.
Ooh. Guys, please excuse her, because sometimes Sorry. She just, like, she's dumb sometimes.
I'm always dumb, fun fact.
Just sometimes she's dumb, okay?
Most of the time, granted, I am, like, summa cum laude or whatever. Just kidding, I'm not. I'm definitely not.
Y'all, she is in her brain. That's all that matters.
Period.
But I think at the end of the day, vulnerability is something that we all have to kind of get comfortable with. And it's something that we learn over time. And I challenge everyone that's listening, and Naima, and myself.
Who?
Naimer. I challenge everyone to be vulnerable for the this next month of May, and to just really get out of your comfort zone and do something new every single day that'll just make you feel vulnerable.
Okay.
So thanks, guys, for listening.
I would love to see you, like, at hashtag vulnerability. Like, I think hashtags are dead now, But I'm okay with it. Hashtag vulnerability, like on your Snapchat or something.
Yeah.
Just so we can see that you guys are being vulnerable, because we want to know that challenge. And I think that when you were able to express and reflect saying, hey, I'm being open about something, you're able to see your growth. Mm-hmm. So let us know. If you see us on campus, tell us what you did that was vulnerability. VulnerabilityI did say yes. I this time.
All right. So we are now leaving.
We're out.
Peace. We're out. Thanks for listening to Frentings. Where we what?
I don't know.
You forgot our motto.
Okay, our motto is where we talk about life. All I remember is all the bullshit in between, because that's for
honestly, that's the big facts. Where we talk about life, friendships, and all the bullshit in between. Thanks, guys.